Okay, how the hell are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, on the RJ Hamster Show, where we are getting an actual recording. This is a lovely Jim Kinchelow, where it is 72 degrees out here in Arizona, and we have the door closed and the fan going, and we are drinking a, get this, on the radio show, a vodka and orange juice. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's give Jim Kinchelow a big round of applause. Live to you from Santan Valley. Live to you from Encantara. It's the President's Day version of, get this, the RJ Hamster Show.
Good.
How's it feel to be alive? Pardon, si vous plaît?
I think we all need a little good day hamster show.
Yeah, we need a good day hamster show. We also need to have vodka in our orange juice.
Right. We need to have that quite often. If not so more often.
All right.
We need to have that hooked up to our IVs and give it to us intravenously.
Well, if you were here, I'd give it to you intravenously. But but you aren't in the lovely state of Arizona, and I want you to come out here because you're getting screwed, rat screwed, out in Virginia.
Well, yes and no. I mean, I don't know what's going on. I'm still getting therapy. I'm still doing things, and I'm still able to walk some. So it's getting better.
Well, that's what we like. That's
still not able to put 100% weight on it, but I go back to the bone doctor, to the ortho doctor on the 27th. So we'll see what happens. But I'm managing. I'm doing my exercises, and I keep doing it. I keep walking, and, I manage to walk about 160 to 70 feet every day, so that's not bad. Plus my other little walks that I walk, like from my bed now I go into the bathroom and sit on the commode in the bathroom. So that's good. And then I need a little help getting myself back up and situated because of clothes. I haven't quite learned to balance and pull up my clothes yet, but that's coming. It's taking time, so that's coming. They wanted to give me my green card over the weekend, but I didn't want a green card. I said, I'll take a yellow card. I don't want a green card. I don't want to be able to take and walk all over without supervision. I still think I need supervision, So he was agreeable, left me with a yellow card. And he was able to, with Rachel's help in finding the screw to my glasses, Jack was able to take and fix my glass, and he took it down at lunchtime, went down to Macy's and took it into them and got them to tighten it. So my glasses are back to whole again, so that makes me feel better. Life is what it is, but I have been so damn cold. I know what it is. It's just cold. It's so drafty in here. Just feels so drafty. I don't know what that's all about, but I'm sure it'll happen. It'll be better. It'll be better once this is over. And the doctor said today that he was going to give me some saline spray for my nose and my head, for the fact that I said my head was just so stopped up and all this things with my nose just getting cemented by this boogers. If you want to call them boogers, you can call them boogers. But, I'm okay. I can't complain.
Jimmy, we're worried about you. Jim, we are concerned about you. Everyone here is completely concerned about you.
I understand that, sir. I understand that wholeheartedly.
And you know what? We love you so much.
Yes, well.
And we're thinking about you. We're thinking about you so much here on the RJ Hamster Show.
You know, by the time I get up and it's like 5 o'clock in the morning, they start getting you up around here and doing this and having to wait to get certain things done and get cleaned up and put clothes on, and then about 7:30, 8 o'clock, you get breakfast and you do that, so that it's more finishing up. If you didn't get cleaned up, you finish up. Like this morning now, I got a shower, so that was good to get a shower. Next week, I'll get a shower in the new shower place where they just finished it. Oh, yeah, that'll be good. I get put into one of those big plastic wheelchair-like things that they use for going into the shower.
I said, that'll be fun. That'll be good. I'll get good and clean that away. And then I had certain other things happen. And then it was lunchtime. And then it was after lunchtime. And then it was Lourdes, who's the assistant director of nursing, came around and said that there was a doctor, a wound care doctor that was coming. So this wound care doctor came around and was looking at my parts of my body where I'm from the bed, I'm just rubbing, my skin is just rubbing off, and my heels and my backside and my elbows, and I'm just rubbing, the skin is just rubbing off of me. My skin is so tender in that, and their answer is to take and stay in bed more, turn this way, turn that way, stay in bed more. And then the other answer is from the other aspect of the whole thing with the PT and OT people that, they want me up and moving more. And I'm like, well, I can't do both, but I'll manage to try to figure it out. So I'm doing okay, I guess.
Well, we miss you, Jim. We miss you on the at the house here in Arizona. We miss you.
We missed you too, Guy. We missed you too.
We hope you had a great Valentine's Day. And
I did, thanks to your nice words and pretty pictures and so on. So,
Well, we're thinking about you every day. We really are. And I say we. I'm not talking about my wife or my roommate. I'm talking about
I know. And,
my three hamsters.
Debbie Johnson, Debbie Tatum Johnson, and Margaret Connor came by on Valentine's Day for a visit and brought me some stuff and some flowers and some chocolate and that, and brought communion, and we had a good session of catching up and that. So they say that I look pretty good because I got all my hair and all my beard cut off. I got it cut real short. So,
Right.
But that makes it easier to care for right now. So, but they liked the looks of the place, and they liked certain aspects, and they liked my attitude. Everybody seems to like my attitude because my attitude, I keep trying to say, okay, up and forward, we got to get home to see my baby. I need to see my baby.
Yep.
And I got to see my baby cat. So, but as long as I'm able to stay here, it will be to my advantage when I go home. So, the longer I get this and get this exercise and get these programs and stuff in and strengthening my arms and strengthening my legs and strengthening my shoulders and my back and other parts of my body, that, it makes it better all the way around. And so if I can continue to get some of this types of therapy and it can work, and I can continue to be able to walk some, hopefully maybe I'll be able to walk even more so when I go home. So that'll be to my advantage. So we'll just have to wait and see how it goes. So I'm enjoying it, and I'm hanging in there, and I'm making the best of the situation. And this is what some of these people are trying to relay to their loved one who's here, that you make the best of a situation. And that's what I've learned to do. And I've learned to do those types of things about this place, that you can't constantly put this place down. This place has to be built up in your mind, and you have to make sure that you can go forward and do what you're supposed to do. That's the only thing I can say. Up, up and away, up, up and forward, forward. Forward makes the best way to do.
Exactly.
What's new with you, Guy?
Well, what's new? It's a President's Day. We wish you were here. It's 72 degrees outside. We walked up to the club. We walked all over. We scared a couple dogs. And we scared the rabbits. We talked to some people about a nuisance roadrunner that works for Acme Company and is being chased by a coyote. They said, well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with the coyote? And I said, what I'm going to do with the coyote is I'm going to cage it up and dump it somewhere in Arlington, Virginia.
Okay. That'll be nice.
That would be nice. That would be nice. Arlington could use a little bit of excitement, I think.
Yes, that would be Looney Tunes on the radio show. Looney Tunes, Looney Tunes on the RJ Hamster show. Outside of that, we're surviving, my friend, and we love you each and every day. We're thinking about you.
We do too, and just because, like I say, just because I'm not calling you or whatever, it doesn't mean I'm not not thinking about you, wanting to talk to you and stuff. And as I say, I get up at 5, and by 6:30, 7 o'clock, when I'm finishing my dinner, I'm ready for bed. I'm exhausted, and I go in to watch some television, and the next thing I know, because of medication and stuff, I'm out like a light. You know, I don't know what's going on, so I'd rather have it that way. So
I don't blame you. That's the way it should go. Do you agree?
A lot of the waste and weight, all the junk and stuff around here that has to happen. So.
Yep. So you're still in a third world country senior assisted living place.
Well, I wouldn't call this assisted living. But this is supposed to be rehab or skilled nursing.
Rehab, boys and girls, or skilled nursing. That's where Jim is.
Yeah.
Again, rehab or skilled living. That is where our friend Jim Kinchelo is. And he should be at home with his lovely cat.
Right. Well, I'll get there.
And this half hour of the RJ Hamster Show is brought to you by Simple Truth Sesame Seeds, Hamster Dad, Simple Truth Water, and San Pellegrino. And it's also brought to you by Critter Trail. KT Critter Trail is brought to you by Warner Brothers. It's brought to you by anybody that Jim wants it to be brought by.
Okay, all right.
And we can't tell you enough how we love you and we miss you and we wish you were here.
I know. And Brian Robbins' husband is apparently went to have what they thought was going to be a minor procedure.
It turned into a major.
And turns out to be major, yes. So
they had to reschedule it
for a later date here coming up.
He's gonna be on the disabled list for quite some time.
Oh, poor Billy Hudson, he's on the disabled thing because he just got the stitches out of his ankle, and he hasn't even been able to take and walk on it or put any weight or do anything with it.
Well, you
just stay off of it.
You ready for this? Go ahead.
I know how that is because I spent I don't know how much time staying off of this leg of mine, and now just being allowed to put some weight on it and being able to use it some. But I mean, it's a long process when it goes into bones and everything else that has to be done. And there are several people around here who have broken ankles and broken this and broken that. And us older people, we're always falling and breaking something. So.
Well, I don't disagree with that, Jim. I do not disagree. In fact, my dermatologist, okay, I've got stitches in my back from a cyst, and my dermatologist said, get this. He said, you can't play tennis, you can't play basketball, you can't lift or whatever. You can't even walk. You can't do much of anything. But guess what I did? I walked up to the club, okay, all the way up to the club. The club, it's about 2 miles. Round trip, and I was able to stop and talk about a nuisance roadrunner, and I was able to get yelled at, you know, you're taking your life in your hands by walking in the golf cart, well, the golf cart path, but bottom line is I walked up and I walked back and I didn't get hit by a beer truck.
Wow.
Yes, on the RJ Hamster Show. Exactly. Yeah.
Can't be better, so.
How's your
presidential campaign going?
The presidential campaign is going great. I'm glad you asked because everywhere I go, we've got, get this, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, everywhere I go, we have the bumper sticker on the back.
Okay.
And we're spreading good cheer because this country is a friggin' mess. You can't make that up, can you? Coming live to you from...
According to the Republicans, it couldn't be any better.
Yes, according to the Republicans, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, it couldn't be any better. Yep.
But I'm just waiting for the fact that one day something's going to happen and the Republicans are going to turn against him and run if they haven't already started.
And you know they've already started to run. And what we need to do is get rid of a gal by the name of Nancy Pelosi. You can't make this stuff up.
Right.
So it looks like some friends of ours are going to have major surgery, major rehab.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of people are having it or just having it.
Yep.
And Ziegler's just getting over a bad shoulder process. I think they did it once and had to do something else the second time. So,
jeez,
you just get over all of that.
And you know, it's funny you say that because I was watching my church online yesterday,
yeah,
only to find out that there's a zillion people at church that are out sick with the flu or whatever. And how about this? And how about this virus that's being spread around? You know, Jim, you know what we could do to make a ton of money? You and I, we could manufacture, what we're going to do is manufacture masks and find out where this virus came from.
Yeah, well.
You know?
Somebody needs to do something for the way it is. It's just rough. It's just bad news. You know, to me, that's sheer terrorism.
Yes.
You know, that's all I can think about.
It is.
Somebody's always starting it somewhere and causing a problem with people.
Exactly.
What did you just send me something that I have to like?
No. You sent me, was this the end? Happy Valentine. No, it's not the end. This is not the end. Boys and girls, this is not the end. This is
only the beginning, huh?
This is only the beginning.
Okay, if you say so.
Well, I do say so. RJ Hamster say so. My three hamsters are saying so. They're.
Oh, okay, all right. If you all say so.
They do. They say so.
So. They say so.
Yeah.
Well, you caught me at a good time because I had just come back from occupational therapy. Gone down to see my friend Rachel. She's a sweetheart.
Now, Jim,
so
could you?
She's done a lot of stuff for me and showed me how to do things and move and do that. And she showed me how to, when I first started, showed me how to get out of bed using the using this glider thing. Hey, hello, Monica. How are you? Are you here with us this evening? Well, that's good.
Tell Monica that RJ Hamster says hello.
RJ Hamster said hello. Oh, Jesus, hello. Monica's this cute, beautiful, smiling aide.
Yeah.
She never seems to get upset or relish. She just keeps going. So.
That's the way it should be, boys and girls, on the radio show. You should have assistance.
She'll be coming my way. She's taking blood pressure and temperature and blood oxygen and pulse rates and stuff, so.
Yep.
They have to record it every shift, beginning of every shift. They can do it and record it. Sometimes they do it during a shift, too, but I don't know. But it's
now,
okay.
Now, how long are the shifts? Are the shifts 8 hours?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we figured so.
8 hours.
Eight hours per shift.
And the nurses' thing are 12 hours.
Yep.
So.
The nurses have to work for 12 hours. And then they're able to get off and go home. And then they got the next person, get this, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. The next person, the next nurse has to work for 12 hours.
Right.
And by the end of 12 hours, they're all beat up. They're completely beat up.
Quite a thing here.
Completely. And
nurses,
what?
These nurses go around and tell us what we can or can't do and so on. And they get these things from higher up, and the director of nursing got this thing about my urine bottle and it shouldn't be seen, and so I keep it in a pan and keep it under the bed so she doesn't see it. And then I have this thing with something else. Oh, it's the leg rest on my wheelchair.
Yeah.
She doesn't want them to be seen laying around, so they have to go in the closet, which is okay, but still, it's just like, what am I supposed to do when I need it and I can't get to the closet? Well, you'll have to call somebody. I said, sure, okay.
So, wait a minute. If you can't get whatever, you have to call somebody. They can't help you out.
Right, I have to call somebody on the call button.
That's the biggest bunch of whatever, and I have to be careful because we're on a recorded line here. I'm doing my first broadcast with you. But so you have to call someone to get help when help is right outside your door.
Right.
And then you have to call. My favorite though was the people, Jim. My favorite was the people, the folks that could not work the fax machine. And you had to send everything via mail.
Right.
How is it that four people don't know how to work a fax machine?
I don't know. Tell me about it. I don't know how people can.
They are
not be able to do it. So.
Are we lifting your spirits?
Yes, a little bit. Okay, hold on now. Monica's got to come and take my vitals here, so hold on. No, come on, Monica.
We like Monica because she's on the RJ Hamster Show at 59 minutes past the hour of 2 here in Arizona, where Yes, I'm running for president, Monica, because the world's a mess. I want to make the world a lot better for you.
Oh, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
All the way from Santan Valley, Arizona. We want to make this world better for you as you move forward. And Jim right now, ladies and gentlemen, is going to get his vitals, so we're going to stop the recording on the RJ Hamster Show. We're going to stop the recording right here on the RJ Hamster Show because Jim needs to have solitude as his blood pressure and everything is being taken care of. Anyway, live to you from Santan Valley. It's the RJ Hamster Show.